Woman says she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know, I feel so good. Feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I went down to the station just to meet a train. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope she ain't got any mane. You know, I feel so good. Feel so good. Well, it feels so good till it feel like ballin' jack. Good. I hope I always will feel like a jackal with a genie way behind those hills. You know, I feel so good. Feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like ballin' jack. I love my whiskey, crazy about my Gordon gin. When I get high, you know what I feel like, floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good. So good. Well, it feels so good till I feel like ballin' jack.
How y'all doing out there?
So dry, sitting in the sky. Well, just through some gate, you go on a rampage and jack. I'll never come so high and so dry. I'm sitting in the sky. Well, got my roach around and I can't come down and jack. I'll never gonna put my nickel in a slot machine, play my solid cinder. Start jack my Susie Q and how's the moon a bender? I'm so high and so dry. I'm sailing in the sky. Well, got my roach around and I can't come down and jack. I'm never. Nickel in a slot machine, play my solid cinder. Yeah. Gonna start jack my Suzy Q. How's the moon a bender?
The vegetarian said to the pretty little maid, I can't meet you at all today. But I'll keep a rendezvous in a garden built for two, for I have loads of lovely things that I must say.
Ooh. You, my sweet potato, but our cauliflower, dear. So let us see the parsnip and spice this thing right here. I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I will place it. You've been so nice to me. And if my rival turnip, I artichoke him dead, I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead. So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near. We'll have that parsnip tomatoes and a radish church right here.
You, my sweet potato, but I guess a cauliflower did. So let us see the parsnip and squash this thing right here.
I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I would place it, cause you've been so nice to me.
And if my rival turn up, I artichoke him dead.
I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead.
So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near.
We'll have that parsnip tomatoes
in a radish church right here.
Thank you. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh. WIUP, FM, Indiana. WMCO, New Concord. WSHJ, Grove City. WCUC, FM, Clarion. WNJR, Washington. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport. PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh. And Audio Now, where you can listen using any ordinary telephone by calling 1-641-793-5122. You'll also find us online at slbradio.org/radio. A lot of guests today, including Adam Zarin of Playful Pittsburgh, who joins us this hour before the top of the hour. Then in our next hour, Sarah Koenig from the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, as well as Mara Bainbridge from Industrial Arts Workshop. At 8:20, Kathy Marin Wood will be here to talk about Tell Pittsburgh's 2023 season. At 10 o'clock, we have a violinist from Pittsburgh Concert Society, a senior by the name of Eleanor Edwards. At 10:35, a WVU freshman, Sam Petrovich, and a Mount Lebanon senior, Leah Keene, on their experiences as part of the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Eco Leader Academy. And at 11, Irish fiddler Vincent Burns and whistle player Carla Dundas, all live in the studio this morning. Thanks for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll have the first of our puzzles coming up in a few moments, our pop quiz. This is Linda McCray.
Well, this world is dark, yeah, yeah, no walk in the park. Yeah, yeah, just like Noah and his ark, you gotta be your own light. Well, you gotta have faith, yeah, yeah, when you can't tell night from day, no. When you can't find a way to keep the thieves at bay, you gotta be your own light. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it. You gotta be your light. Well, if your vote's not counted, yeah, yeah, you can't drink from that fountain. Yeah, no, you gotta climb. Yeah!
And McCray here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Be Your Own Light, the song. Well, as you may know, Ricky and I celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary on Sunday, and we left that very same day to go to Geneva on the Lake in Ohio and had a nice time. The weather was good. We were able to do some biking and hiking and celebrating. And meanwhile, folks were pretty busy minding the store here at SLB, including the return of our after-school program with our Youth Media Center open Monday through Thursday after school. The staff meeting also was held, and we provided classes for Manchester Academic Charter School as part of their elective program. We also chatted with Pittsburgh Kappa and Pittsburgh King about some new programs we'll be doing together, as well as the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative. Our Youth Advisory Council met. Parents as Allies held a big meeting using our facility as the venue. And I made it back in time, just in time, to provide testimony for SLB to the Allegheny County Regional Asset District Board. We also made a visit to Urban Impact. And on Thursday, the first ever SLB open mic for teens. And it was terrific, well attended. And the students putting that together did an amazing thing. We got together with Brookline Teen Outreach to talk about field trips, and with the Department of Human Services of Allegheny County to talk about youth media programs, and the mayor's office to talk about an upcoming Youth Voice event we'll collaborate on together. It's a busy week. I should go away more often. Let's give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Today, our pop quiz is relatively simple, I think. we ask for you to name five words, four letters in length, that start with M as in mother and end with K as in kazoo. Can you name five four-letter words that start with M and end with the letter K? When you come up with your five, please call us at 412-200-5975. Again, they should be four letters in length, starting with M and ending in K. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Lots of folks back east, they say, leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Crossing the desert sands, they roll, gotta get out of that old dust bowl. Think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port eventually say, you're number 14,000 for today. If you ain't got do re mi, boys, you ain't got do re mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, she's paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot. You ain't got that do-re-mi. Take your vacation by the mountains or the sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car. You're better off staying right where you are. Better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, and the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, she's paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi.
My only good shirt never fails. If it could talk, you know it'd tell some tales. I picked it up by the collar, only paid half a dollar. You might say I bought it on sale. And I wore this old shirt at the Ryman, and I wore it on cable TV. I wore it in Paris and in Amsterdam, and I wore it when I played with my brothers and me. And I've had some chicks in my life, and they say I'm one lucky guy. I played with some beardos, some West Texas weirdos, but I always load in on time. And I backed up a South Dallas gypsy, backed out of some corner sometime. I'm a long way from my roots, I still got sand in my boots. They call me the spiritual kind. And They say this shirt's damaged goods, and I'd trade it in if I could. But all the loose diamonds around in the pocket of this shirt I found. This old shirt won't see much acclaim, but it makes me smile just the same. I'm not Viva Las Vegas, but I'm Motel 6 famous, and they always know me by name. Yeah, this is my only good shirt. I wear it some more till it's through. It may not be much, it's worn out to the touch, but I left it on the stage for you. All right.
That's Adam Carroll. At the Saturday Light Brigade, my only good shirt and a nice version of Do Re Mi from a guy named Coulter Wall. From an album called Home in This World, Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Ballads, and the album has a lot of great tracks on it, penned by Woody during the Dust Bowl era. Well, a lot of answers are coming in. Words, five or four letters in length, five of them, starting with M and ending in K. And I'm going to run through as many of them as I can here. Gail came up with Meek, Monk, Milk, Mask, and Mac. Jim in Black Ridge has Mask and Milk. And Meek, Mark, Mink, Monk, and Muck. And hello to Zach, who today is near Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, the darkest night skies in the east. And that is of significance because he is at the Astronomy Observation Field at Cherry Springs Park. And I'm so glad you're listening this morning and with us, Zach. And he shared some words, too, which I'll get right to. Jim just added Musk to our list. Good morning to Mike Mars. And Zach had Musk, Monk, Mink, Mank, and Milk. Here's an efficient sentence from John Anticotomy Burrow. Which monk will mark my mock mink mask? Here's a longer sentence, but also entertaining. Tom writes, Mark, wearing a mask, got in the Mack truck with Mark, the meek monk who was eating mashed potatoes and drove through the muck looking for Mindy so he could give her a milk-colored mock mink with the usual musk odor. Gary writes, he would never expect to see a monk drive a Mack truck, but they are not. But they are tough. You find out just how meek they are after he got it stuck in the muck. He sure did mark up the lawn, and now they mock him for that misaction. Oh well, no use crying over spilled milk. And Leslie has a few here. Milk, mask, mock, mark, meek, monk, muck, mink, and musk. James has Milk, Meek, Mark, Monk, and Muck. And Linda, half of the dynamic duo checking in, has Milk, Meek, Mink, Mac, Mark, Musk, Muck, Mock, and Mask. A few more, Jim in Crefton Heights, Mark, Merck, Monk, Mink, Musk, Mask, Meek, Milk, Muck, and Mock, Vivian, Mask, Mink, Monk, Mark, Milk. Mark has Meek, Milk, Mock, Mark, Mask, and Muck, and Mary Jean adds Mink, Monk, and Merck. Melissa, how nice to hear from you. Melissa teaches at Pittsburgh, Manchester, and Pittsburgh Miller. Mark, Mac, Merck, Mock, Muck, and Monk. And Debbie Tobin's playing along with Milk, Muck, Mark, Musk, and Mask. And six words we've already mentioned, Mark, Mask, Mink, Milk, Muck, Meek, and Mock, up from someone whose phone number ends in 38. Kathy has Muck, Mink, Musk, Mark, Monk, Milk, Meek, and Mask. And Mark says, I, Mark, was feeling quite fragile. Fragile. A word for quite fragile. Meek? After a large part of my muscles felt soft after a race recently, so I quickly drank the lactate from a hoofed bovine milk and regained my strength. I then took a shower and slapped on some nice-smelling perfume, musk, to be able to meet my wife with her fancy face covering, mask, at the ball. I think I passed his quiz. Bob in Washington has quite a few. Mac, Mank, Mark, Mask, and Mock, M-A-U-K, to soften, mash, or mush. M-A-W-K, slang for a maggot. Meek, M-E-A-K, a long-handled bush hook. Mech, M-E-C-K, a complicated situation or occurrence. Meek and Merk, M-E-R-K, to defeat, overwhelmingly beat up, or eliminate. He also has Milk, Mink, Merk, M-I-R-K, meaning dark or gloomy. Boy, you've got a lot that are in there. Let's see what else you've got. Monk. Oh, Mook, as in, adult or a cad. An archaic form of mosk, M-O-S-K, muck, and malk. Boy, you've got a lot, Bob. And also, musk mentioned, too. A listener whose phone number ends in 39 has mink, musk, mask, monk, and milk. Dr. Nelson has milk, mask, musk, monk, mink, and mark. And a listener, I believe from Oakland, whose number ends in 77, has meek, milk, monk, mink, mask, mark, musk, mock, mac, and moon. And Jeff, I think, is going to close us out with mock, make, a mask. Mark, musk, milk, monk, meek, and muck. Oh, Cheryl has musk, muck, mink, and mock. John, Mac, and Mock, and Mork, without Mindy, Muck, Mark, Meek, Mask, Milk, Musk, and Mink. Wow. It's Susan. I think Susan started us off. I was reading these in reverse order. Susan has Mark, Mask, Milk, Mink, Mock, Monk, Muck, and Musk. Wow. Thank you for your participation.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
And hello to Patrick in South Park. Patrick has Mask, Mark, Meek, Mink, and Milk. That was fun. We have a hysteriddle coming up in a moment. I think I acknowledged everybody by name. If I missed you, what a busy morning it's been. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. There you've got Mad Tea Party at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice, through the power of hockey, with programs that support health, fitness, and awareness initiatives that assist the overall physical and mental wellness of youth, growth, accessibility, and sustainability of youth hockey, opportunities for all children to have access to premier learning tools, and initiatives to ensure excellence in education and programming investments and partnerships that create a strong community and secure future for children and families. A few extra responses to our pop quiz. Kella Waddle has, Mark Musk was not meek. He was often down in the muck looking for cows to milk. And Margaret McElwain, thank you for playing along on Facebook. The meek monk wore a mask to milk the cow with the brown mark. That sounds like something you would type to test your typing skills. Thank you for participating this morning. Here's another chance to see if you can solve our history riddle. He starred in a self-titled CBS show that debuted September 16th, 1972, that delivered laughs and fun. 10 years later, he did it again on a program that had an even longer run. Set in a small town, it featured three brothers, two with the same first name, and ended May 21st, 1990, with an episode belonging in the finale Hall of Fame. 412-200-5975, if you know the correct answer. Take a guess, if you care to. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Once more, he starred in a self-titled CBS show that debuted September 16th, 1972, that delivered laughs and fun. 10 years later, he did it again on a program that had an even longer run. Set in a small town, it featured three brothers, two with the same first name, and ended May 21st, 1990, with an episode belonging in the finale, Hall of Fame. Join us on the radio at 412-200-5975. Or shoot your answer over to us using instant input by going to slbradio.org. Good luck with this morning's Hysteriddle. And hello to Sam Zetz. Thank you for checking in on Facebook. Oh, Sam, you just got the correct answer, too. Well done. He illustrated his answer on Facebook. Here is one beautiful song from Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway from the album City of Gold.
I was only 17 watching Golden State upon the silver screen, the first time I fell in love. Second Saturday of July in the parking lot of Pally High, the first time I fell in love. It was rollerblades, cigarettes, EDM dubbed on cassette, just me and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride, the first time I fell in love with myself. There were morning glories trailing up the vine like a kelp forest that otters climb, the first time I fell in love. The coffee shop was cranking punk rock, the marching band played down the block, the first time I fell in love. It was fandangos on the stage where I sang the Alabama Getaway, just me and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride, the first time I fell in love with myself. Thank you. photographs. I just have to laugh when I think of that first time I fell in love. And all through the years, all the wasted tears, all the hopes and fears, I can see so clear the first time I fell in love. So if you're wise, just step inside, close your eyes and hold on tight. It's just you and nobody else. On this topsy-turvy, wild and whirly, in a hurry, full of worry, roller coaster ride, the first time you fell in love with yourself.
A duo called Jaeger and Reed. The album What a Trip, 2022, its release, and a tune that is simply called Bones. We have another moment or two for you to solve this morning's history riddle. You also, before that song called Bones, heard Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. And the first time I fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick in South Park has the correct answer to our history riddle, which again is he starred in a self-titled CBS show that debuted September 16th, 1972. 51 years ago today, that delivered laughs and fun. 10 years later, he did it again on a program that had an even longer run. Set in a small town, it featured three brothers, two with the same first name, and ended May 21st, 1990 with an episode belonging in the finale Hall of Fame. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you with an answer, if you care to. Susie is going to join us in just a moment. A correct answer also from Tom and McCandless, John in Economy Borough, John in Carrick, Jim in Blackridge, Rich in Freeport, and Mike in Mars. And Philomena also has the correct answer. Good morning, Philomena. And I mentioned Sam's got the correct answer as well. We are now going to talk with Susie in Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. I slept in a little bit, so I missed the pop quiz.
Oh, you would have done well with the pop quiz. It was I'll give it to you as a pop quiz. It was named five words, four letters in length, that start with M and end with K.
Yes, well, I've written down everybody else's answers.
So you
milk, meek, murk, monk.
So you're being very honest here. We'll give you a charge just the same. But you were awake enough to hear the history riddle, and who did you come up with?
Bob Newhart.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Remember that? Bob Newhart.
Thank you, yes.
And it's amazing how that show debuted 52 years ago today.
Well, and I never saw it live because I am going to be 52. MeTV, which is one of the digital channels that I got in Pittsburgh for a while, had the first show on. When he was he a psychiatrist in the second show?
Yeah, well, the first show he was a psychiatrist. His wife was a school teacher, and you had his life in the apartment with Howard,
his neighbor. Right, and that's the one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, and then in the office, a situation there. And they just made all these opportunities for him to be on the telephone doing sort of like his routines were on his albums, but instead he you only heard his half of the conversation when he was on the phone on the sitcom. It was really a brilliant show. Very funny.
Yeah, it really was fun. You know, they had wacky neighbors, and yeah, they had this one neighbor, I can't remember, but he was very wacky.
Wow, that was
came over.
Yeah, Bill Daly played the airport navigator, the airplane navigator, who who could not navigate his own life very well. Howard Borden was the name of the character.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Oh my gosh.
And it was a fun show. And then his other show was set in a small town, Vermont, and
right.
Also,
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it's a funny show. He was backed by a lot of great characters and actors, and it was a lot of fun. And his brothers, Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, or not the brothers,
right.
Larry, Daryl, and
Daryl. Yeah. I knew about that because, you know, people would talk about it, and you know, I just always thought it was so funny. And then the last episode where he wakes up and like, it was all a dream.
It was all a dream. He wakes up the last episode of the show based in New England. He wakes up.
Right.
It was all a dream, and he's on the set of the original Bob Newhart show with Suzanne Plachet playing his wife in their bedroom. And he's saying, "You won't believe the dream I just had. I owned an inn." It was really considered one of the best TV endings of all time. Just an awful lot of fun. He worked.
I bet it's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I bet I could find it on YouTube.
He worked as an accountant. He graduated from Loyola in 1952.
Okay.
With a degree in business management. He was drafted in the Army soon after graduation, served in the Korean War as a personnel manager. And then in 1954, after his two-year hitch, he worked for U.S. Gypsum as an accountant. And he says his motto when he worked for U.S. Gypsum as an accountant was, "That's close enough." And he would routinely adjust the petty cash imbalances he would discover with his own pocket change. Therefore, they concluded
he did get fired.
Yeah, he did not have the temperament to be an accountant. I think he left on his own accord.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's kind of, you know, I don't know if I dare say this on public radio, but it's sort of the same way I feel about shelving books. You know.
Close enough.
There are certain books that I know exactly where they go, and there are other books where I'm like, okay, this is close enough. Someone will be able to find it.
Yeah, it's in the right neighborhood.
And I don't put it far away, but I put it closely. But I'm not gonna. Children's books are so thin. If it was, you know, children's books are so thin, and to see the call number, either if it's Micmac,
yes,
or whatever, you know, all of those M words, or, you know, or if it's, you know, the call number sometimes is on the front of the book if it's that thin. So you can't even see the call number from the spine. And, you know, I love being a children's librarian, but I do not love shelving children's books.
Yeah, I never thought about it, but they are skinny.
Shelving adult books is so much easier.
Yeah, that makes sense. I never thought about that, but it would be hard to have all of those skinny books that you need to shelve.
Oh my gosh!
And you're always there to help people find them anyway, or another person.
Yes.
So there's no need to worry.
Newhart,
Bob Newhart just turned 94.
Wow!
On September 5th, just earlier this month, he turned 94. And is in pretty good health from
what
I've read. So, well done.
What a treasure he is.
He really is.
A treasure.
And it's amazing. He had two monster hits in the Bob Newhart Show and Newhart. Now, he also had a couple that didn't last very long, a show simply called Bob, right, and one called George and Leo. And many folks remember him. What was the movie? He had a major movie role, and it's escaping me. Gosh darn it. It's Elf, right? He was in the movie Elf.
Oh, yes, he was in the movie Elf. Yes, you're right.
So
with that other guy that was in that movie, Anchorman.
Will Ferrell. I did think for a minute, Will Ferrell. Elf is a good movie. I was late to see that, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was
it.
Too.
Well, well done. A charge to you, and I hope you have a good day today. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. I don't work today.
Yay. So. You can be with us all morning.
Yeah. Yes, I could be with you all morning.
I hope you will. Thank you for checking in.
Yeah, take care.
Take care. And well done if you came up with the correct answer. I think I've now mentioned everybody. I think I mentioned Bruce and Linda. And now we are going to go to Adam Zarin of Playful Pittsburgh. Adam, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well, and you have a busy day today. There are two events coming up this month, one of which is today at Lytle Land Park in Hazelwood. It's National Day of Play. It kicks off at 10. Tell us a bit about what's happening.
Yeah, so we're participating in the first annual National Day of Play put on by the International Play Association, USA chapter. So the theme for the day is loose parts play. So we have a lot of great organizations coming out, like Child and Mind Consulting, Lion of Judah Enterprises, Kaleidoscope Pittsburgh, City Squeakers, and they're all coming with different loose parts play activities. So loose parts play is it's not a board game, not like Connect Four or like Jenga or anything, but it's more like rocks and sticks, and nature lends itself a lot to loose parts play, just different random things that come together to create playful situations and open up the imagination.
You just unlodged a memory in me. When I was a little kid, probably in elementary school, I had this thing. I called it my fiddle box. And in that box, I had, you know, nuts and bolts and toothpicks and scrap pieces of wood and bits of clay and just stuff to play with. And they were all just these unassociated things that I would use to make stuff, just fun stuff.
That's awesome.
And I forgot all about that, but it was fun. It was a little box, and when I would find something interesting, I would say, I'm going to put that in my fiddle box.
I love that, a fiddle box.
Now,
and full of loose parts.
Yeah, full of all sorts of things. So that's happening today at 10, and it's a good chance to check out Lytle Land Park in Hazelwood. So many big things happening in Hazelwood. And also, before we talk about an event coming up this Friday, we should mention Playful Pittsburgh celebrates the importance of play in everybody's life. And Adam, for those that might need some convincing, do you want to talk a little bit about your passion for play?
Oh, I'd love to. Play is really important. It's not just important for young people. For them, it's really developing that executive functioning, the pilot of the brain, which is going to help that person navigate the world throughout their whole life. But in adults, it helps build community. It helps alleviate stress. It builds relationships, and it fights social isolation. So it's like really important at every stage in life to play.
Boy, that's, and of course you can define it very well given your role with Playful Pittsburgh, but that's succinctly and so well put. Now, Playful Pittsburgh also is involved with another event in Hazelwood. If you can't make today's event at 10 o'clock at Lytle Land Park, you can consider taking part in Hazelwood Tree Appreciation Day, which is this Friday, September 22nd at 4 o'clock. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we're doing this event with Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, Land Force, and Tree Pittsburgh. There's going to be nature scavenger hunts. There's going to be nature walks, some more loose parts play. And it's really just a day to come out and learn about nature a little bit more. We've got some great trees growing in Lytle Land, but they're little baby trees, and we want to make sure that folks understand the life cycle of a tree and when a tree's ready to be climbed and how to really like exist with a tree, because it's a living thing and it deserves respect too.
Boy, you brought back another memory, which is one of the nice things about play. But we had a weeping willow tree in our backyard, and I gradually learned that those were not Tarzan ropes to swing on the log branches. But actually, when I was very small, they would hold up pretty well. And I think the tree was okay with it. But as I got older, it became clear that's not really what those branches are for. Every time I see a weeping willow tree, I think of being a kid swinging on those branches, though.
That's awesome.
That sounds like a great event. So that's September 23rd at Buffalo Creek Nature – or no, I'm sorry, at – where is that going to be? I'm getting ahead of myself.
You're okay, Larry. It'll be at Lytle Land on the 22nd from 4 to 6. So folks can feel free to swing by after school, play on the playground, and learn a little bit about nature.
So both of these are at Lytle Land Park. There's an event coming up next Saturday at the other park I started to mention. There's so much going on in our area right now. So look for Playful Pittsburgh at Lytle Land Park today. You could see Adam. He'll be there today at 10 o'clock. And then in 6 days, this Friday at 4 o'clock on the 22nd. Anything else you'd like to mention?
If you haven't been to Lytle Land, it's a really great spot. We actually just got, if you Google it, we just got a Google review, a 5-star review that talks about how nice of a little park it is. So I just really encourage folks to come down. If you haven't been to this little park, it's a great spot to hang out.
Excellent. And what's the best way to learn more about Playful Pittsburgh?
You can check us out online by Googling us. Our website is www.playfulpittsburgh.org.
Excellent. Thanks, Adam, and good luck today. That's Adam Zarin of Playful Pittsburgh. And along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Rolling along and singing my song, hanging in, hanging out, hanging on. It won't be long till I get home. Traveling round the country singing songs for folks like you, it sure is always fun, but I